Well, we are looking at this message that God gives us of coming home. As we enter this Christmas season, last week we spoke that it is an invitation to come home that Jesus came to bring us. That's why he came. He came to bring us back home because we have drifted away. We have, in some cases, ran away from him, and yet God has pursued us. It is not in a pursuit of judgment or condemnation, but he has pursued us to bring us back home because he loves us, he desires us, and he knows that we need to be reminded that this world has deceived us. It has twisted us from seeing the reality. Sometimes when we think of home, we talked about this last week, that home many times is something that reminds us of safety, of comfort, of relaxation. We can just be ourselves, but home is not always that way. Sometimes home is painful. Sometimes when we think of home, we don't want to think of home, and there are hard things. And even when we do love our home, how many know that life is just hard? And it is painful. As I mentioned, we're in the middle of just a painful weekend right now and going through even what some... It would seem crazy, just move on, but yet a loss of part of your family. It is hard. And so home is painful, and sometimes that pain can create within us sometimes a barrier to what God wants to do in our life. Because in the middle of that pain, it's just hard to see any beauty or see any good in life, and you want to just give up. You just want to, crawl in a hole and just be covered and not have to deal with life anymore. And that is, we see that throughout the Bible, that God understands that. We don't have to cover that up and try and be holier than thou and more spiritual and like we don't deal with those things. Read throughout the Psalms and we see the natural cry of the heart. God, I don't understand. If you are so good and if things are supposed to be right if we follow you, why do we deal with the pain? And it is okay to express that to God because he understands. And so there is an encouragement in Christmas. As I mentioned before, Christmas wouldn't be here if everything was all right. So the whole reason we have Christmas is because we are hurting, because there is pain at home. Home is not perfect. Let's be honest, sometimes home has let us down. Those people that were supposed to provide for us home and laughter and fun, many times there's hurt, betrayal, disappointment. Sometimes it's not the fact that they've purposely done it, but how many know that sometimes it just doesn't go the way it's supposed to. And yet, there's the message of joy. And sometimes it's so hard to accept that because we would rather fall back into anger. We would rather fall back into despair or to disillusionment. God, even if you're there, you know what? I just can't trust you anymore because it just doesn't seem like what's the use? Asaph, one of the psalmists who wrote part of the Psalms, he said, you know what, God? I look around and I see the wicked people prospering. So what good is it for me to come and serve you? And everyone says, come and serve God and find joy. Well, I serve God, it seems like things go worse for me. And that's true. Let's be honest. That's true sometimes. So what use is it to come home? You want me to come home, but when I come home to you, God, I see others doing much better than me. But here's the word of hope today. that I want us, even if it's just a spark, that we can hold on to in the midst of our sorrow, our hurt, even our doubt sometimes. Isaiah chapter 11 is our scripture today. And I want to bring a different, maybe you've never read it in this way, but I want to give you a different picture of Christmas. Of course, Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets that foretold Christmas, he gave the children of Israel a picture of the coming Messiah. And he gave the promise, through him God promised that there would be a Messiah, and what the Messiah would bring. And I love this picture today in chapter 11, starting in verse 1. Isaiah writes this: "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots." In some translations and in the original, there's the picture is from a stump. From the stump of Jesse will come a shoot, will come a new growth, even out of the roots. And the roots that he's talking about is something that is dead. When you think about it, another picture in their history, if you think of the history of redemption, when Moses and Aaron led the people through the desert, one of the great signs that God was with them, that God had given them, Moses and Aaron, to lead them. We know that at one time, the rod of Aaron, which was just a dead stick that was no longer alive, cut off, it said that it began to bloom, that out of his rod bloomed the branches. And the same picture here, that God promised that there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. There will come a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. These things will come out of the dead stump of Jesse. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. We see a picture of joy. His delight will be in the fear of the Lord, but that fear of the Lord and his judgment will not be by what he sees. How many know we judge by what we see? And you know what? It's dead. It's wrong. It's worthless. But it says he won't judge that way. There will be a joy because what he sees will not be what we see. And we thank God for that, that God sees something different in us. And that is what the Messiah brings. The Messiah brings a different judgment. It brings a joy, a delight that comes with the fear of the Lord. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. You see, even though we see the world prospering, we need to understand that God reminds us, when we choose him, it may not seem fair in the short run, but we can trust in God that God will make it right in the end. There will come a time. Do not give up on God now, because the wicked will experience the judgment of God. Those that refuse God will face that judgment, but we can be patient and endure and know that he is faithful and that he is equitable and loving and generous. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. And then we see a picture of what he brings. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze together. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. But they shall not fear. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, even as the waters cover the sea. And in that day, again, there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall see him, and his resting place shall be glorious. You see, he brings with him this promise of the Messiah, the fact that he will make everything right. The things that bring harm, that bring hurt, God is saying, I'm going to heal those. I'm going to take away the things in this earth which have brought destruction and death. Instead, out of those things, I'm going to bring joy and life. And so we see this first point is that the birth of Jesus gave the joy of new life. When Jesus was born, it was the beginning of that sprout. That Jesus is the sprout out of the deadness. You see, many times in our life, there's a lot of deadness. Things have let us down, or things have just hurt us. It's just painful through life. And when we look at the birth of Christ, we need to understand that out of deadness comes the joy of life. And it was when Jesus was born that everything changed. It is only because of Jesus that we have the hope of the promise of God. It is out of Jesus that there can be joy even in the darkness. Jesus is the glimmer of hope. Jesus is the source of joy that we can lift our heads in the middle of this life. If Jesus had not been born, then there would be reasons for doubts for the promise of God. Well, God, you say this, but nothing has happened. But here's the thing. The birth of Jesus from a virgin, from the point of even what can be considered a dead womb that had no life in it. She had not known any other man. There was no possibility of life. And yet God, out of that miraculous conception, brought life. In fact, that is a sign to us that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hopeless your situation may seem, God can bring life to it because he brought Jesus. If he brought Jesus to this world, he will bring Jesus to your life. It is the birth of Jesus that gives us joy of new life. And that's the key. It's new life. It's not bringing the old back to life. Too many times, that's what we want. We want God to bring those things that we wanted to bring them back, but it says he brings a new life. You see, it's a new shoot. It's not the old stump, but out of the old stump, he brings something new. You see, the joy of Christmas comes out of dead things. This is the mystery of God, that he uses broken things to bring joy. We wish that God would just make everything good. Why do you have to use the hard things of life to bring joy? And Jesus put it this way. He said it's a natural principle, because even you know, even the farmers know, that if you want a harvest, if you want the joy of life, it only comes when you take the seed and put it in the ground and the seed dies. It's only out of death that life comes anyway. And it's the same thing in our life. It is the death of things in our life that will bring life if we will allow God to plant us and to begin to instill in us His presence. No matter what we have in our life, God wants to bring something new. And I'm glad He doesn't just restore the old. Because haven't we learned that the old has let us down already? You see, the whole key promise of this, that God will bring a new shoot out of the stump of Jesse, is because the stump of Jesse had already let them down. How many know the children of Israel, they had looked to the stump to bring them hope? You know what? It was the law that was supposed to bring us through, but the law had let them down. The law was useless because none of them could keep it. They had failed over and over again. And then it was a king. If you would just give us a king like everyone else, the king will lead us into happiness. And how many know that the kings of Israel became just as bad as the rest of the world? David himself constantly let down his nation through his own selfishness, through his own pride, through his own lack of discipline in his family, brought civil war. David did not bring peace and greatness to his people. And so they could see that Jesse, and for those that don't know, Jesse is the father of David, and it was referring to the hope that everyone had in David was going to be that king that would lead them, but yet that king did not lead them to the promised land. And it only got worse. Every child that came, the next king in line, just got worse and worse. And how many know we put our hope in this life and it only lets us down, and yet we keep going back to it. Well, maybe this time will be better. Maybe I just need a different job and then that one will be, or I need a different relationship. That's why you see people go from relationship to relationship. They're seeking for something that will finally fill me, but it never does. See, it's only when we put it in the ground and let it die that God brings new life. He wants to do something new in your life. He wants you not to depend on the old, but let's look to something new. That's what Christmas is about. There was a new birth. It was not the birth of another king, another person in the line of David, but this is something new. Out of the dead things, God brings newness of life. He does awesome things. And why is that? Because God sees things differently than us. He wants us to begin to change how we see our life, even in the midst of sorrow. And I know it's hard, but we have to just let the light in. In the midst of the hurt and the disillusionment, it says that Jesus stands at the door and knocks. Will we just let Him in? Will we let His newness encourage us? It is the joy of Christmas that He can bring something new out of what's dead. And here's the thing, you do need to understand, we were dead. You see, the joy of that new life cannot come forth until we let go of what's dead. Because here's the problem. He wants to bring something new out of a life, out of the stump of Jesse, out of all the things that we put our hope in. But too many times we're still focused on the stump that we cannot let the new shoot come. We're so focused on what we wanted, and this was your promise, God, and it may have been the promise. It's like Abraham, when God gave him Isaac, and then God said, I need you to sacrifice Isaac. You know what Abraham could have said? I'm not going to sacrifice Isaac. He was your promise. And yet it was only when Abraham was willing to put Isaac on the altar and say, God, I'm willing to even sacrifice what you gave me, that God brought the lamb in the thicket that represented the hope of new life. And He provided the sacrifice so that Isaac could live. We need to let go of that in our life which is dead. We've got to stop holding on to that. God cannot bring forth the new until we let go of what's dead. Now, there's two things. First of all, many times what is dead, we don't realize it's dead. The reason we're holding on to it, because we think it's alive. We think it's something that we need to get have life and to have enjoyment and fulfillment. And why would I want to give this up, God? It's a good thing. But we need to understand the things that seem alive in this world, they're really dead. How many know sometimes you can cut a tree down? We have Christmas trees at this time. And you know what? They're seemingly alive, but how many know that tree is dead? It hasn't caught up to it yet. And we put water to try and keep it alive for a short time, but it's dead. It just hasn't got there yet. I'm going to tell you, the things of this life that you've put your hope in, they're dead. Now, it may not have caught up to you yet, but it's dead. If you're putting your hope in a relationship, in another person, in family, in money, in things, they're dead. And you know what? We can milk it for 50, 60, 70 years of life, but it will catch up to us because it's dead. It's until we realize that it's dead, that that is not my source of hope. And when we finally realize that, when even we look at ourselves, many times we trust in ourselves. Well, I will provide for myself. I can do this. You need to realize we're dead. There's nothing in us that's good. And so there's definitely not something in someone else that can give us that life. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. Don't you realize you're dead? We need to begin to see that what's dead really is dead. Well, the other thing is, even if we acknowledge that it's dead, sometimes we can't let go of it. There is the obsession, the anger, and we still focus on the dead part of our life, and we let the dead part of our life just corrupt us because we can't let go of it. It was dead, and we acknowledge it's dead, and we know it's dead, and we know it's hurting us, and we still hold on to that hurt. That's why unforgiveness and bitterness, he tells us, is a root that just, if you don't dig it out, it will consume us. We've got to let go of what's dead. And I know it's hard. I mean, for us this weekend, it's hard to let go of our Jackie. But it's okay, because even though we loved him and there's going to be memories forever and our heart is broken, you know what? God is the source of life, that he will take that. And it's not a disrespectful thing to let go, because I believe that God will still put those things in places that bring joy in our life, and we will return to that. And who knows how God will do things, but if we just hold on to the hurt, then we miss the new shoot that will come out of the stump of the dead things. So we've got to let go of what's dead in our life. We got to realize it's dead and then let God start something new. How many times does God want to start something new if we will just let go of some of the things in our life that are dead, that we're trying to nurse? Well, maybe I can bring it back to life. You can't bring it back to life. We need to let God do something new. First John chapter 1, verse 1 says this: that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. In other words, John is saying, these are things that I'm telling you we've experienced. We walked, we saw, we touched. This life was manifested, and we have seen, and we bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. John says, everything that we've written is because we've been dead. And we experience the death. We experience the disillusionment of the law. We found out that religion has let us down. We found out that the pride of our nation has let us down. But let me tell you what we have experienced. There came a light, and his name was Jesus. And it says, we have only told you what we have experienced, that he walked with us, and he talked, and he brought us life. And now you can share that life with us. You see, this is the message of Christmas, that he has come, but it wasn't just for them. It wasn't just for Mary and Joseph. It says, you are called to join us. You are called to have fellowship with us. This life is for you. Will you come and let God bring something new in your life? Because no matter who you are, no matter what situation you're in, there's a promise of joy. Because here's the thing, to every business person who has put everything into earning in your life and you feel empty inside, out of the stump will come a new shoot from Jesse. From every couple that hates themselves because, you know what, their relationship is a sham and you feel guilty how you've treated one another, out of the death of their stump will come a new shoot, which is the birth of Jesus. For every teenager and student who on the outside seems carefree and everything is just fun, but yet inwardly they're afraid of being shut out, out of the stump will come a new shoot of joy. To every older person, an elderly person who seems like they have made it through everything and everything is together, but yet inwardly they're afraid of being shut in, out of the death and the stump will come a new shoot. To those people who have let themselves down, you feel frustrated that everything you've wanted to do, you end up doing the opposite, and the things you didn't want to do, you ended up doing those things. God says, out of the stump will come a new shoot. Those of that have been hurt by others and hurt by life, and it doesn't seem like life even holds joy, and everything's just a trial, and you have to work at everything, out of the stump will come a shoot. See, no matter what your life is characterized, this promise, this word from Isaiah holds such depth that out of that old stump, God will bring a new living branch of joy in your life. Will you let this Christmas year be the birth of a new shoot out of what is dead? And let him be the spark of joy in your life. Because in all of that, Jesus is the joy. It's not the stump. It's not what we get. It's Jesus himself. John said, here's what we share with you, Jesus. I'm not here to share a philosophy. I'm not here to share a religion. I'm here to share a person who came to us and we held his hand and he loved us and he loves you. Your joy is in Jesus. It is not in a new lifestyle. It is not in what God can heal you of. It is in Jesus himself. Our joy is in Jesus. It is the Messiah who comes to us. Will we let Jesus be the new shoot, the new growth of love within us, if we will let go of the old? Let the stump be dug out and let the new life of Jesus begin to grow within us. Let's bow our hearts. God, I pray that you would open our eyes to what's dead in our life because you desire to bring new life. If we would just open up and let you begin to grow within us. God, I pray pry our hands open, loosen our grip on the things of this life which really are dead, that we might know the joy of life. We don't even know what that joy is like, God. But God, begin to show us that we can let go, that there is healing. No matter what we see, you see hope and joy and life in us. God, I come against the deception of the enemy in our hearts. I come against the lies of this world that so entices us to grab onto dead things. And God, bring us to the life of the world, which is Jesus, that we might know the light of this world. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to close by celebrating that life. Because here's the great thing. He typified this very principle. Jesus himself showed that it was out of death that he brought life. It was not just his birth that brought the new life, but he himself had to die to bring that resurrection life. And it is through his death and his resurrection that we also can be resurrected. That it's not about just making this life better. It's not about, okay, you're just going to help us become better. No, he's going to totally resurrect us. He said our hope is only in being born again. A new life, not a better of the existing life. But if we will lay down our life just as Jesus laid down his life, we can find new life. And he gave us this symbol of the communion, that he said that as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth that new life. You begin to remember that life comes from dead things. Life comes from letting the dead go. And as we begin to let it go and let Jesus become our focus, then he brings us into that fellowship with him.